Hey, you're here. Well, just in time because today is a very important day. We are going to have a concert. Yes, the big comfy concert, just for you. Molly is going to play her violin, and I'm going to play my French horn. Oh, now where are those instruments? Oh, and the sheet music. Oh, see, here we go. This is for you. And this is for me. Oh, music. We need our music. Music. And now for you, Molly, because you have a smaller part. Pillowcase music. And now for the big, comfy, classical concerto. From the top. 1, 2, 3. Molly, please don't dawdle. We're trying to have a concert here, okay? Sheesh! Molly? What is your problem anyway? You were so slow. You can't dawdle when you're giving a concert, for clown's sake. Maybe you just needed to warm up first. Oh yeah, that's it. A stretch, of course. Yeah, a stretch always gives you a pep. Good, Molly. That should give you some zip. Okay, now let's jam! Oh, no, Molly. I don't mean let's eat jam. I meant let's play some music that we make up our very own selves. Yeah.
Bop-a-doop-bop-bop, scoop-bop-doop-a-doop-dee, wad-wad-wad-doo-wah. Concert, schmonsert, I give up. You are too slow. And I'm too fast. Okay, then, I think we should do something else. Something where I can be fast and you can take your time. Well, what do you think we should do? Good thinking! Let's play the alphabet game. All right, meet you at the ABC block. Can you guess the letter of the minute? Can you guess? It's zippy and zany and zingy and full of zest. Yes, it makes you zoom around and zigzag. And it makes you feel like you're at the zoo. Okay, now, can you guess? Come on, try. What's that? Did you say the letter Z? Zabadioni, you are so smart. Well, time to zoom out of here. Zippy, zippy me. Oh, gosh, Molly, I am so full of pep, I can't sit still, that's for sure. So what do you want to do next? Sit still and fish. Sure. Great. Why not? I think I'm going to fish inside the couch for something to do. Something with a little more zip to it. Turtle shell? This isn't zippy, that's for sure. Oh, maybe I should slow down and pretend I'm a turtle. What do you think, Molly?
Hey, little bunny. Would you like to race with me?
Huh, Molly? Would you like to, huh? I'm sorry, Molly. I just can't help it. I feel like racing today. Going slow is such a drag. A drag? Hey, that gives me an idea. Oh, see? I can be a drag racer. And you, Molly, can be my pit crew. That means helper.
This skipping rope can be our finish line. And the comfy couch can be our racing car. I feel the need for speed. Vroom, 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 vroom. Yes, it is the Comfy Couch 500. And Lunette, the world's fastest driving clown, is on the track. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And the crowd goes wild. Woo! She's racing towards the finish line. Vroom, the world's fastest driver. Woo!
Racing stuff is too dangerous. Oh, I think I'll skip instead. Hey, watch my feet, Molly. See how fast I can skip. Ready?
Oh, baby!
do pepper. That means really, really fast. Whee! Oh. I should skip outside?
Oh.
Molly's right. Skipping is an outside activity. So, let's go outside. Come on. See you, Molly. Oh, well. Pepper! Wonder what Major Bedhead's gonna get here. I can show him my nifty skipping. He should be here by now.
Yodley, yodley, yodley.
Whoa, Nelly! Howdy, man! Oh, slow me. Where's my energy? She's gone away, left me here to stay alone and sluggish. I will wait, watch me hesitate, 'cause I'm a slowpoke, slower than you, slower than a turtle from a Kalamazoo. I'm a slowpoke, sliding along, whistling my favorite slow song. I'm a slowpoke. Woe is me, my pep has gone to sea. My verb is on a plane, left me here to sing alone and sluggish. Just relax, I'll send it to you by fax, 'cause I'm a slowpoke, slower than you, slower than a turtle from a Kalamazoo. I'm a slowpoke, sliding along, whistling my favorite slow song. I'm a slowpoke. Sure, I've tried being fast once or twice, but it never lasts. Why buzz around like a busy bee when you could be sitting here pretty like me? 'Cause I'm a slowpoke, slower than you, slower than a turtle from a Kalamazoo. I'm a slowpoke, sliding along, whistling my favorite slow song. I'm a slowpoke.
Excuse me, Major Bedhead, but do you have a...
Package?
Yes.
Or a parcel?
Yes, or a postcard?
Or a nice long letter from your...
Auntie Macassar?
Let's look in my...
hand?
To see if there's a package for...
Lunette the Clown?
Yes, a package for...
Me?
Me? No, it's for you, Lunette.
Thank you. Huh. Dear Lunette, I am taking the slow boat to China called the Lazy Snail, and I have lots of time to write. Have you ever noticed how some folks dash around and others dawdle?
Well, can't say as I have.
Whenever I start to dawdle, which can be a problem if you have a plane to catch or a CD to buy for your favorite niece.
That's you, Lunette.
That's me. I always use this Hialeah horn. It gets me going, that's for sure. But now I'm giving it to you because I'm just taking my time on this slow old boat. All my love, have fun without me, Auntie Macassar.
Hey, what song is it, Lunette?
Two-time and tap dance. Sounds like fun, but I don't know what's so special about this Hialeah horn.
Well, it looks kind of pretty. Why don't you give it a honk there, little partner?
Okay.
Yee-haw! Yahoo! Yahoo! Oh, Nelly! Well, happy trails to you, little filly. The Phony Baloney Pony Express has mail to deliver, and a clown of dust, and a hearty hi-ho sliver away! Yahoo!
The two-time and tap dance. Perfect for the dance academy. Hi, Molly. Bye, Molly.
And now it's time for Miss Lunette's two-climbing tap dance.
Anything biting, Mall? Why don't we do something together now? Just you and me? Oh, and you too, of course. Oh, I'd love to read you a story. Would you like to hear a nice story now? I would, that's for sure. Oh, now where's my... Oh. Here's the storybook and glasses. Oh, Molly, you won't need these. Snuggle in so you can see the pictures. Are you nice and comfy too? Okay. Oh, but first we need the light on. Because it's important to have good light so you can read and see the pictures. Okay. Now, this is the story of the Dawdlin' Toddler.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead, Corey's mother whispered in his ear. Time to get up. It's a brand new day. Let's get you dressed, and then we can have breakfast, okay? Well, first Corey had to see how his truck was rolling today. Vroom, 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 vroom. And the train needed to be put back on its track, that's for sure. Come on, Corey, let's put your shirt on. But Corey had to try out the buttonholes first, and he needed to take a peek in the armhole. Silly boy. Time for breakfast. Corey liked toast and toast castles, but he didn't like being the only one eating breakfast. All done, said his mother. Great, because this morning we are going to the park. Want to? Yes, Corey loved to go to the park, but first he had to get his boots on. Oops, wrong boots. Goofy boy, you have to wear your own boots. Corey got his own boots. Oops, wrong feet. His mom laughed at the door. Okay, Slowpoke, let's go to the park. At the park, all their friends were there. There were lots of things to play on and lots of things to see. Hey, Corey, let's get a drink at the water fountain. A little bird was having a drink in the fountain. Corey watched. Come on, Slowpoke, we have lots to do. After supper, it was bath time. Corey's dad was upstairs filling the tub. Kitty didn't have to have a bath. But she did like to watch Corey pretend to be a gorilla boy. The stairs were high. Climb that old wooden hill, said his dad. The bath is almost full. Corey liked to turn on the taps in the sink. He liked to watch the water go down. Okay, little buddy, in you go. Here's your duck. Corey liked the warm towel and how soft his pajamas felt. Time for bed, son. Corey had to check out his truck and put the train the other way. In you go. Nighty-night, Slowpoke. Take all the time you want to dream your very best dream. And that's just what Corey did all night long. The end. Aww. I liked that story. Did you, Molly? Did you like it too? What part? I like the part when he was climbing the stairs and pretending he was a gorilla in a cage and... Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! And now it's time to slow down. Right, Molly? And I'm going to take all the time I need to dream my very best dream. Well, I'm glad you could come over today. Toodles. The moon.